Good morning, wonderful congregation. This morning, our Bible passage will be Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 to 10. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. This is the word of God. I'll just pass on to Reverend Ying to deliver the sermon.
Thanks, Roger. And a very special welcome to guests, friends, and relatives and who are here to visit and witness the baptism of our members here, Jade and Stephanie, Grace and Henry. Baptism, I think, when you think about it, is a very strange thing. Because it's one of those occasions when many of us who already go to other churches will come and visit this church. Why? Because the persons are getting baptized, these people we know. It's a strange thing also because there are many of us who never go to church but will go to church for funerals, for weddings, and will go to church for baptisms as well. So what is it about baptism that would make people move from churches to this church for a moment, who will make people who eventually don't step inside of a door come inside a church door for one of those rare occasions? And I think it's usually because we think that baptism is all about you. That is, it's all about them. The focus of the attention is on our candidates. And how can you not come for them? I mean, Jaden, how can you not come when you see that kid, Jaden? Where's Jaden? Down there. Why would you not come to witness the baptism? Jane, he's cute. And he was silent during the baptism. I've never seen a baby so silent in my life. It must be something about you, Winnow, or something like that. You've just put him to sleep, right? And how can you not come to this baptism service because of Stephanie and Grace and Henry? We think it's often about them. And why is it the case? Because there's a certain thinking that baptism is in many ways like a graduation. You think about it. A graduation's all about what you have done, about the goals that you've finally achieved to graduate. Or if not a graduation, a initiation. And so we tend to think of baptism along those sort of lines, that it's either initiation or a graduation. For Jaden, it's initiation. For the others, it's a graduation. That's how we tend to think about that sort of thing. And so baptism, and it's in that sort of sense, right, baptism is no different to many other religious practices. Because in other religious practices, the focus is on what you do. You have your different practices like being held good, certain food rituals, religious practices, etc., etc. And as you do that, and so in that sort of thinking, baptism is all about you. It's about what you've done. It's about how much you have achieved to come to this point in your spiritual journey. And so baptism becomes very much similar to that. But I want to say here that that's how we think. Then in many ways, it's not wrong to think that Christianity is very similar to all the other religions in the world, because it's all about what we do. But I want to say here that this occasion here is not really about them. And I have to say, it's not about Jaden too, right? It's not about you. If anything, it's really all about God. It's all about God. Today, it may seem counterintuitive, it may seem wrong, but it's not really a celebration of how much they've achieved or the new life they're about to begin. It's really a celebration of how good God is. It's all about God. And Dan was right at the beginning when he introduced the service, that baptism in many ways captures the heart of what Christianity is all about. Well, let's explore that in the passage that was read out to us today. You know this passage here, look at what it says. But I want you to zero in on one particular word. Note that word grace. See that word? Grace. Well, what is grace? We think it's one of those super duper religious words, but it's just another word for generosity. That's what grace is. It's another word for kindness. It's about overwhelming kindness. You see this more clearly in the previous section, which wasn't read out, but this is what it says in the few verses beforehand. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy. Listen to those words. God's great love. God, who's rich in mercy. You know, I think we know of rich people. Some of you might be filthy rich. You know rich people. You can spot them away, can't you? Rich people, the way they dress, the way they eat, where they live, the cars they drive, and the way they just walk as if they've conquered the whole world. You know a rich person. But what does the passage talk about? It talks about God who's rich, what? In mercy. He is rich in mercy. And what does it mean to be rich in mercy? You're overflowing with generosity. Now, I think we know of people who are generous and kind. But do you know a person who, that's all you can think of? You're blind to everything else that they do and say because the only thing you can think of about them is they are generous. Overwhelmingly generous. Overwhelmingly kind. They're rich in kindness. Can you think of anyone like that? Well, that's what the Bible says God is like. And so when you zero in this word grace, that's what we mean. Or let me try and rephrase that passage this way. For it is by God's abundant generosity and kindness. That's what it means. Now, when you put it like that, you can begin to see it's not about you. I hate to say that. It's about God. You see, when a person, right, offers food to a homeless person, what is the talk of the town? Oh, you don't go and talk about the homeless person. Wow, you're so wonderful. Wow, you receive that hand now so nicely. Oh, let's go and interview you about how well you receive that food. No, the talk of the town, the focus is on the generosity of that kind person. And that's what we're talking about. Baptism is a symbol, not how good you are, not a symbol of initiation, not a symbol of how much you achieve. It's a symbol, a celebration of God's goodness. Well, let's zero in on that. Now, he goes on a bit further. He doesn't just talk about God's kindness, a kindness shown in a gift. You see the gift? Now, here's the thing about gifts. When you think about gifts, I think when we think about gifts, we think about giving something and something to people that we love and care for. You know, Christmas, you give a gift to your parents, your siblings, if you love them, or your friends, whatever. You give your gifts to people that you care for, love it, right? But here's the thing. You'll never, ever think about buying a Christmas present, a birthday present, or just a gift for the local schoolyard bully who's bullied you like anything. You never think about it, do you? You never think about giving a gift to your colleague who's just made your life hell, who's cheated you on a promotion, who's speaking scandalous things about you. You never think about giving a gift to them. Why? They don't deserve it. And that's the whole idea of a gift. A gift is something that we give to those who deserve it. I think about it, right? Even for you guys here, you invite people to your baptism and Giuliani invited someone to see. You would never in your wildest imagination think of bringing an enemy. You brought friends and relatives. Is that right, Giuliana? Yeah, the all people here are your friends and relatives. You like them, don't you? They like you. There's not one person who hates Jaden, right? And if someone did, you would not invite them, right? Is that right, Paul? Yeah, see, right? There you go. Here's the thing, which is God's gift is different. God's gift It's a focus on God's gift. It's not about you. It's about his gift. Now, what is it about his gift? Well, this comes out later on. This is reinforced. Look at what it says here, right? The gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Two things I want you to notice. Firstly, it's not by works. It's not something that you did to earn this. Not so ever. You did nothing for this. And secondly, it's so that no one can boast. In other words, the bottom line is that the gift is something that you did not deserve. God's kindness, God's gift is not something you deserve. Now, I get it. When you give a gift to someone, the polite thing to say, oh, I just don't deserve that. I don't deserve that, right? Now, if you said to that person, you're right, too right, you don't deserve it, what would they say? That's not right. I do deserve it. In your heart, you think you deserve it, right? Well, here's what the Bible says. The Bible says, you're right. You actually don't deserve this gift. You don't deserve the gift. Why is that? Well, look at what said early on. This is what it says. If you had to rephrase that, this is how it goes. And this is not from yourselves, it is a gift from God, a gift you don't deserve now and never will. That's quite confronting, isn't it? Quite confronting. Now, why is that the case? Well, in the earlier part of this chapter, right, this is what it said. Let me read out to you. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions, sins in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and the rule of the kingdom of the air, the spirit is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us who also lived among them one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts like the rest we are by nature deserving wrath. Now, that is a mouthful, but what's he saying? He's basically saying when you're dead in your sins, you are incapable, completely incapable of doing anything that was good or even good enough for God. You were just driven by animal instincts. You were just following the demonic teachings of the world. But he drives it even further because look what it says here. But you were by nature deserving wrath. You lived a life so offensively to God, it just made him angry. And I want you to notice that one word there, nature. Look at that one word there, nature. You see that word nature? That is that every bone and every fiber, every part of your DNA just worked against God. That's why you didn't deserve it. But here's the turnaround. Because look at what it says here. But because of his great love for us, God who is rich in mercy. Can imagine this, right? Imagine you're holding a birthday party and randomly you invite your friends along. Your friends, okay? People who love you. But just imagine for you, Steph and Grace and Henry, and for you, Juliana. Just imagine you're holding this birthday party and your parents, Steph, invited your worst enemy to the party. Juliana, just imagine your dad, or even just Paul, right, invited your worst enemy to celebrate the baptism. You'd be aghast saying, what's going on here? That's just not right. But that's exactly what God has done. What he has done is, in our wildest imagination, God has invited and shown his kindness to his enemies. He's shown his kindness to his enemy. Because he is rich in mercy, because of his abundant love. You see, it's not about us. It's all about God. But he talks about gift. What's a gift is? We have been saved. That's the God's gift. God has saved us from his anger. He saved us from his wrath. But more than he saved us from ourselves as well. And we see this later on. Because look at what he says here. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do. What's he actually saying? Not only has God invited us back to himself and welcomed us with open arms and love and kindness, he's also changing us. What to be like his son, ready for good deeds. He's changing us. See, baptism, I want to welcome everyone here. We come for Jaden. We come for Stephanie and Grace and Hen. We come for them. But the funny thing is, really, it's not a celebration of them. It may seem counterintuitive. It's a celebration of God's goodness to them. A celebration of God's goodness. Of God's goodness. So, Juliana, as you raise up Jaden over the next 60 years, whatever, keep pointing him to the goodness of God. That's what you got to do. Point him to the goodness of God. Supremely shown his kindness and abundant love through his son. Point him to the goodness of God. And Steph and Grace and Henry, as you are baptized now, keep remembering your baptism points you, what? To the goodness of God in Christ Jesus. And for everyone else, today is a celebration of all that God has done for us through his son. Let me pray. Father, we give you thanks for your goodness. You are your abundant love, rich in mercy, shown to us in giving us this gift of salvation. We give you thanks for that. In Jesus' name, amen.